Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 6 on Friday morning. Wow, the week has flown by. I've got Scott J. Gow in studio with me this morning. Dan Buck has the morning off. Of course, Ethan and Sue here with us as well. Great to have you here. Just a quick reminder, we've running some great promos right now. Did you hear the one from Jimmy Fela earlier? We got all these great people who contribute to this radio station on a national perspective. Dana Lash, of course, got her start here on 97.1. And we're celebrating our birthday coming up. 25 years on the air is really 97.1 was a groundbreaking example in the year 2000. There were very little conservative talk radio on FM stations. And they had it was mostly relegated to AM, to be honest with you. A lot of it, I mean, Limbaugh for years was obviously on KMOX, and he was on other AM stations around the country. And they came up with a new idea, and it was fantastic. It was groundbreaking. Obviously, we're still here, and we're going to have a party coming up on Thursday, the 23rd. Of October out in Chesterfield. Now, hopefully you can show up because we got a lot to party for out there. And it's going to be great. We're going to have live music from a band called Pretty Weeds, our friend Richie. If you follow us here on the Facebook page, Richie is a regular contributor on there. He works at Whiskey Dickerson as well. They're the ones that print up some of our T-shirts, but he's a fantastic musician. He'll be out there playing. We're going to have there'll be drinks available. There's a VIP opportunity. Listen, it's free to come to. We hope you can make it. All we ask is that you RSVP, so we have a head count. We need to have some idea how many people are going to show up out there. So just go to 971talk.com/events. Select one of those two options, either to RSVP to come for free, or there are still some limited VIP tickets remaining. I think that will sell out at some point. But they're $30. Gets you an armband, which entitles you to a couple of free drinks and some appetizers and stuff like that. But there is food and drink available regardless of whether you get the VIP ticket or not. You'll just have to pay for it yourself. How about that? Mark Rudin's going to broadcast live that day from 3 to 6. The party is technically from 5 to 7:30. We'll be talking a lot about, 97.1 FM talk over the years. And Scott J. Gow was just doing the math the other day. And between initially filling in on this radio station starting in about 2005 to when I had an actual show with my name on it in 2010, I've been around here for about 20 years. My voice has been on this radio station in some form for about 20 years.
Wow.
So, it's a lot. There's a lot of pride in that for us.
Sure.
Because the radio business, the TV business for that matter, can be fickle.
fickle. That's very
it can be fickle.
A kind way to put it.
Well, I mean, honestly, the formats come, formats go.
Well,
but the strength has always been in our listenership, and fortunately, through several different iterations of management over the years and ownership, they've recognized that, and they know the strength that we bring to this market and how many people listen to us and our voices and the issues we talk about that are important to them.
On the other side of the building, we are getting ready for the 100th birthday
of
Cam Wax.
What are you doing? Yeah, bragger. Yeah.
Christmas Eve, 1925.
Yeah, legendary voice there, absolutely, on AM. And now on the FM dial as well.
Yeah.
Which is kind of where people are, the industry has tended to gravitate to. And I was thrilled for Cam Wax that they got an FM signal as well. It's
sure.
it's just clearer. It's easier to pick up around here.
I mean, it is what it is. I know people like AM for nostalgic reasons, probably mostly.
True, because you sat around with your grandparents years ago and listened to the ball game on it
with my mom.
And at night, you can still listen to it in, what do they say, 48 states and four Canadian provinces?
Yeah, you can hear. I was in Michigan a few months ago, and I heard Cam Wax at night.
People don't remember this unless they are students of history or they have a degree in communications, because you would have studied it at some point. But there was a time in America when they didn't have a limit on the power, the wattage you could produce for a radio station. So I grew up in the Cincinnati area, and WLW there had at one point a 500,000 watt radio station. You could hear it in Europe. I mean, it would go forever. And the problem, as more radio stations came online over the years, they had to be far from that frequency or that wattage would override their signal. So they eventually capped it at 50,000 watts was the most wattage you could have for a radio station.
Yeah.
And which was KMOX was 50,000 watts, I know. And that's why the AM signal still carries so far. FM is not designed to carry that far. But
yeah, I remember listening to WLW in North Carolina.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Cardinals fans in North Carolina, for example, because that's what they could listen to.
Yeah, at night you could pick it up. I absolutely used to be able to pick it up in the Carolinas when I worked down there many years ago. All right, so we digress. Go to 971talk.com/events. Join us at the birthday party, and we're going to party like it's 2000. How about that? Y2K all over again. We're going to have a good time. Hope you can make it out there. Coming up, we're going to get to Joe Gruiters. He's the new RNC chairman, and we're going to talk to him about what changes, if any, he sees the Republican Party and conservatives having to make heading into these midterms. What's their polling showing? Because I know the polling, the New York Times and all that show the Democrats on the losing end of this shutdown right now. I think Americans are seeing through their veil of lies about why they've chosen to shut down the government when they had a clean CR they could have voted on, but they declined to do that. We'll get you a check of business at the bottom of the hour with Nicole Murray, and we've got in other news coming up as well before the end of the hour, about 6:45. Right now, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
They proposed a wild list of partisan priorities. Among them, they want to return $500 million to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to prop up left-leaning and biased media organizations. We're not doing that.
Mike Johnson there saying, you know, Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer wondering why we haven't called. Well, in that meeting at the White House when they rejected their Trump 2028 hats, we told them this chicken won't fly. So we will not negotiate on these issues.
We're in a massive misinformation campaign. The president himself tweeting out AI videos of fake news reports on healthcare. This is really dangerous.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't take advice from Dancing Tim Walz anymore. Tampon Tim can stay up there in Minnesota. That's what he's worried about. A few videos that Trump has tweeted out, and that's what they're focused on. Hold on. I know exactly what I want to do here.
I don't think
white people worldwide have really reckoned with how much their own personal identity is shaped by constructions of whiteness.
Yeah, yeah. Ibram X. Kendi. He's actually managed to stick around in college long enough to get a PhD, which clearly stands for Piled Higher and Deeper. He's got a new Netflix documentary out trying to rewrite the history of America, just like the 1619 Project.
My name is Kevin Chimbe. I'm a citizen of Sweden. If you are watching this video, I have been abducted and taken against my will by Israeli forces.
It's Greta Thunberg. Her life is in danger. How about if
you could start a vacation, and at the end of every vacation, you could be taken into custody by whatever government you arrived at, and then they would give you a free trip home. That's what Greta Thunberg keeps doing. She keeps getting on boats and floating toward Gaza, and when the IDF intercepts her, they don't kidnap her. They put her on a plane and fly her back to her home country. It's like a vicious cycle. And her parents need to be jack-slapped for how they raised that child because it's bordering on ridiculous at this point. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I got Joe Greuters coming up here. He is the new RNC chair. We'll find out what his plans are heading into the midterms. Stay tuned.
Mark Cox on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
We can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like.
You don't take the American economy hostage and then tell the president of the United States, give us everything that we want or we're going to shut down the people's government. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the vice president, the president there kind of explaining what's at stake here. And, you know, the Democrats are taking a gamble is what they're doing. And they're gambling, hoping it's going to help them in the midterms next year, very clearly. Happy to have Joe Greuters on with us this morning. He is the newly selected chair of the RNC from the great state of Florida, the free state of Florida. Joe, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. I don't know how you could phrase it any better than to say that the winning continues on a daily basis. I watch Donald Trump troll the Democrats with these videos that everybody's so upset about and all of this other stuff. They don't have a leader.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I heard Greg Gutfeld joke that Donald Trump is the leader of the Democratic Party right now because whatever he's for, they're against.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because they are for nothing. And the president, what he's done in the first 250 days is nothing less than amazing. But that's why at the end, you know, I'm so, as hard as it was to lose that 2020 race, it gave the president, you know, 4 years to basically regroup, put everything together, have the right team behind him, have everybody working with him. You know, what you've seen is no leaks. You've seen no, you know, disagreements from within the team, and everybody is rowing in the same direction. And that's why we keep on winning. You know, like I said, he's absolutely on fire this go around.
Yeah, absolutely true. Now, your background, you were a state senator in Florida, correct?
Yes, yeah, still a state senator.
Oh, are you really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you can hold both positions, or are you term limited? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm term limited, so I'm basically, you know, I'm on my way out of state senator. I have about probably 20 more days, but one more year left to service. But I basically spent my entire adult life in the minor leagues. I've been the chairman for 22 years at the different levels. 4 is a club chair, 14 is my county chairman in Sarasota, and 4 is a state party chair where we flipped 1 million voter registrations. Had, you know, 4 new congressional pickups, undefeated statewide elections. But I say that as a chairman, you get a lot of the credit and blame. You don't deserve either. We had a lot of great policies in Florida, and we took advantage of what was there. But, you know, I've been on the president's team since day one. I was his original Florida chairman with Susie Wiles as my co-chair. And I chaired his 2020 and 2024 campaigns as well. So we're there to support him in every single way. When the president called and asked me, I said, of course I'm on board, because we need to make sure he serves a full 4 years. And in order to do that, we need to keep the majorities in both the House and Senate this midterm.
Yeah,
this midterm election.
It's a great point. Senator Joe Gruter is our guest. He's from the state of Florida. He is the new RNC chair. I had the pleasure of getting to meet and listen to Laura Trump the other day, who, of course, ran the RNC at least as co-chair during the campaign last year. And you're inheriting a pretty well-run operation, it looks to me like.
Well, there's no question. Michael Whatley and Laura Trump and Casey Crosby and the entire team put the party on hyperdrive. We're sitting on $86 million. We're growing that every single day. Democrats, just so you know, have 14 in the bank. But what we've been doing is, by focusing on the fundamentals, and that's registering voters, you know, making sure we turn out our voters out, and then protecting the vote. That's what we do at the party, by focusing on that and doing that extremely well. And that's what Whatley did. And listen, Michael Whatley is going to be an incredible U.S. senator from the great state of North Carolina. I'm so excited for him. I tell people, like, he's a workhorse. He was an absolute grinder while he was chairman. And he left the party in a great spot for me to take over. And we are firing on all cylinders as we're gearing up towards these elections coming up.
Well, I'm not going to speak ill of any of your predecessors there, but I'm thrilled personally, and maybe you'll understand where I'm coming from on this, to finally see the party supporting some of the conservative principles that we pushed for so long. I mean, I'll be honest with you. We had some rhino leaders at the RNC for a long time, and now it's time to be bold. You've got a president who's bold. It's time for the organization to be bold. How do you see that shaping up for the midterms?
Well, listen, no question. Leadership starts at the top, but I will tell you that the party that I'm in charge of is taking direction, and we are following the lead of our great president, Donald J. Trump. He is committed. We talk with the White House every single day, me and my team, and we are trying to do everything we can to make sure that he's successful. That means from a communication standpoint, that's from an election standpoint, that means making sure we have the right candidates in the right races.
But the White House is very involved with our operation. And like I said, Susie Wiles was my original co-chairman in Florida, so I have a great relationship with her. James Blair and the rest of the Florida team that's serving in the White House served with me in different capacities over the years. But the president is fully committed to this party. He's committed to the conservative causes that we believe in. And that's why I think everything is going so well for the Republicans, is because for the first time in a long time, we have everybody rowing in the same direction, and people are excited, but people are ready to make sure we stop. And just what you said at the beginning of this program, the Democrats, their only uniting thing is the president, and TDS is real. These guys, they have no plan. They have no agenda. The only thing that they're for is against everything that the president is for. And I never would believe that we live in a world where we got the Democrats to be against law and order and common sense and reasonable type policies that they've come out against.
Yep, I could not agree more. Joe Gruters, congratulations on the RNC chairmanship. We look forward to what you can do there. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Yep, great having you on. Sounds like they got the right person in place there for the midterms, and looking forward to how that turns out for sure. Got lots on the line here. You don't want a bunch of impeachments starting in the House because we somehow let Hakeem Jeffries become the speaker. Lord forbid. All right, coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray. Get your check of business.
According to the National Institutes of Health and numerous other studies, using too much pot puts users at a higher risk for developing schizophrenia, especially among young men.
All right, yep, I'll take the heat. I usually do, but that's okay. I am steeled for it. I am ready for it. One more study out talking about the potential psychotic effects of smoking too much dope. And it sure seems to be some connection to some of these mass shooters, these school shooters that we talk about. I'm going to talk more about that study coming up here because the story itself is a little longer than that. But just one more cog in the wheel to say that we have got to address some of these external reasons that people are going over the edge these days. Obviously, part of it is mental health. And if you're already dealing with mental health issues and it's being agitated by drug use, and in the United States, we put a big stamp of approval on that now. We've done it in Missouri. We've done it in Illinois. Why would the kids think there's anything wrong with that? I think it's a legitimate conversation and one that we're going to have more of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, though, let's get to our friend Nicole Murray. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm sleepy. How
are you? Really? What's your excuse?
I don't have one.
I need to know your excuse. So Scott Jagow down here was he was at an opening last night for a movie coming out called Soul on Fire,
mm-hmm.
which is about a local guy who was burned in a fire as a child, and St. Louis icon Jack Buck is credited with helping this kid recover and find a reason to live, and now he's gone on to be an inspirational speaker. William H. Macy was in town, so Scott's got an excuse. And last night, my daughter, her high school put on Little Women, and she plays Marnie, one of the lead characters in that, and I was there till 10 o'clock watching that, so I am tired. I just wondered what your excuse was.
I had a date that went later than it should have, so it was like, yeah.
That's legit. That's legit. I just wanted to know. So
thank you.
But was it good? Like I know we delve into your dating career far too often, but
career.
Did things turn out well?
Oddly.
Yeah, I would say this date went well. There's
good.
Promise.
There's promise. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to like jinx too much.
Remember, you know? I'm here for you. If you need somebody to filter this dude for you, do a little bit of background check or something like that.
I'm not, you scare them all you want. It doesn't scare me.
We're just looking out for you, Nicole, because we love you.
I appreciate you.
What's going on out there?
Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 78, the NASDAQ up 88, the S&P 500 up 4. Boeing has announced it is expanding plans to replace striking St. Louis area workers who assemble fighter jets and munitions with new hires through year's end. Roughly 3,200 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union have been on strike since August 4th. Regional leaders have cheered a new international flight that will take St. Louis travelers directly to London. The new service by British Airways begins April 19th with 4 nonstop flights each week between St. Louis Lambert International Airport and the UK's capital. Apple said that it is removing apps from its App Store that can be used to track immigration and customs enforcement officers. The move comes after pressure on the company from Attorney General Pam Bondi. The FBI said a gunman whose recent attack on a Dallas ICE facility led to the deaths of 2 detained immigrants and the wounding of a 3rd detainee who searched apps tracking the presence of ICE agents. Federal regulators are probing Amazon's Prime Air after 2 of its delivery drones collided with a construction crane in Arizona. Amazon is temporarily pausing deliveries in Arizona during the investigations. FAA officials said the drone sustained substantial damage from the crash. Nissan is recalling more than 19,000 electric vehicles in the U.S. due to a potential fire risk linked to overheating during quick charging. And finally, a new study says that dirty dishes and socks on the floor ruin relationships faster than fights. Over 30% of couples admit their passion fades when the house is a mess.
Really?
I believe it. I almost get like anxious and like my skin is crawling when everything feels in chaos around me.
I think it certainly leads to conflict, but I also think opposites attract. Am I wrong about that? I think it's very rare for two people to find each other who are both those A-type personalities that need to have the kitchen counter cleaned off of everything every night before they go to bed.
Yeah, but I'd be annoyed if that responsibility was always placed on me. Like, I don't think it's more about the mess. I think it's who is left to deal with the mess all the time.
Who caused the mess?
Well, is that usually a dual, you know, if a couple lives there, I would say both take responsibility for that.
Ethan, how have you guys worked that out over the years? Who's the messy person in your house?
We both are.
Oh,
honestly.
Okay.
Good answer.
I'll leave socks and my wife will leave her shoes like in the middle of the floor. And what I do drives her nuts, and what she does drives me nuts on those two. Like
my wife is bothered by clutter, and I am a clutterer. So it's a source of discussion more often than it needs to be, quite frankly. I don't know.
What do you do? Like, I don't even know what the middle ground for something like that is.
Well, I do what she wants.
Oh, I see.
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's the middle ground.
That's called marriage.
There's no middle ground. That's called marriage. I have to pick my crap up, even though I'd rather leave it laying where it is. I don't know. Just
all right.
Easier.
True love at its finest.
Thank you. I'm just saying. You accommodate. But
yes.
Out of pure love. But anyway. Smart Nicole,
man.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Great having you on here. How do you work that out? Well, here's some marriage advice. You don't.
Yeah.
Because you're right. That can lead to a lot of strife if you don't. Now, it may not always get picked up as quickly as she would want, but I would eventually get around to doing that. And also, I think within reason, like every single thing doesn't have to be off the counter every night, and she doesn't require every single thing to be. But she does like the house to be neat. So when you go on vacation somewhere, do you guys clean the house before you leave?
Our house?
Yes.
No.
My wife insists on that. She wants the house to be spick and span before we leave on a trip so that's what she comes back to.
I can see that. I understand that, but no, we don't do that.
And I could care less. I'm the guy packing at the last second,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm not late to the airport, but I'm never going to be the one that cares about that. It just doesn't. Those things bounce off of me. It's not like I grew up in a messy household. I was an only child. But I didn't grow up in a house that was a mess or anything by any stretch of the imagination. Maybe I just didn't have those rules enforced on me when I was young.
Yeah, I think we're the same way. But my wife is totally type A, where she's very structured and light. And I am very free flow. I don't care. Let's just see what happens.
You see?
And it drives her nuts sometimes. Like, absolutely nuts.
So when you come to those conflicts, you just do what she wants, right?
Yeah, it's easier.
Okay,
just do what
so.
She
yeah.
does.
Getting back to my previous point.
She's obviously better at this than me, so I'll just follow her.
All right, we're going to, coming up here in a couple minutes, we're going to get to in other news. Next hour, we'll check in with Ryan Schmelz, who's been one of the reporters covering the latest movement, if you would, on the government shutdown. We'll get to our friend Eric Burleson, the congressman, who's been covering a whole bunch of stuff up there, and not the least of which is just getting taking care of business when it comes to holding feet to the fire, I should say, of the Democrats in this shutdown. There should be nobody better than that than Eric Burleson. So I can't wait to get him on this morning at about 7:35. And next hour, we're going to take another look at this Bad Bunny controversy in the 8 o'clock hour, I should say. We'll talk about the Bad Bunny Super Bowl. I wonder if they're going to buckle, because I already heard the Dallas Cowboys have pushed back on the NFL for this decision, and I wonder if privately they're not getting a lot of pressure to maybe make a change in that. So all that coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, you mentioned Bad Bunny. Former race car driver Danica Patrick has an opinion about this. She does not like it. She says no songs in English should not be allowed at one of America's highest rated television events of the year, not just for sports. And then Bad Bunny's quote, when he found out that he was going to sing at the Super Bowl, he says, "I was literally in the middle of a workout when Jay-Z called me. I just did 100 pull-ups. I was, like, excited. I didn't need more pre-workout or whatever. I was pumped up. It was very special." That's my
Oh, my gosh.
I just thought... I mean, it is... I find this to be ridiculous, the idea that somebody is going to perform in Spanish at the Super Bowl. I'm all for celebrating Hispanic culture.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But he should sing in English.
But
he should
not,
sing his song.
It would be one thing
English.
If it was like a song.
If he was singing, yeah,
you
right,
know what I mean?
Part of a
right.
song,
right? But the whole, if the whole thing's going to be in Spanish, that's
well, I don't
good
blame.
Luck.
I guess at the end of the day, I don't blame him. I blame the NFL for making a really stupid decision. I could be wrong, but my gut instinct on this is it's not unlike the Bud Light thing. I think they've blown this call. Thinking that this is their audience. I don't think this is their audience.
Well,
I could be wrong.
As Kim points out on our Facebook page, This is Jay-Z that did, he took over this. So he's the one that scheduled the halftime show.
Why would Jay-Z be in charge?
They did a contract with him. So he's got control for like, I don't know what it was, say 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he's picking
the
artist.
No wonder the Super Bowl halftimes have been so awful the last few years.
Thank you.
I hate them. I mean, I remember the days when we got U2 and Aerosmith and
right.
Springsteen and stuff like that. And now we, I don't know, I just don't get it.
Wow. Well, everybody remembers Hulk Hogan, of course, passing away recently. And then there was a lot of discussion over how he was being treated and what led to his death and all of that. And now, not surprisingly, his family is apparently following up with a malpractice lawsuit into how he died and how he was treated in the, I guess, weeks before his unexpected death. His wife, Sky Daly, and son Nick have filed a petition with Pinellas County, Florida, to extend the statute of limitations by 90 days so they can have an investigation into medical malpractice for the 71-year-old wrestling legend.
I can see why.
I think you'd want to know. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying he was the picture of health, but he seemed to be in, for his age at 71, he seemed to be in pretty darn good shape.
Yeah.
To I just agree. Suddenly drop dead like that. So, yeah, I'm glad to see they're questioning that. That's a good thing.
Well, there was in San Bruno, California, the police department was doing a DUI operation over the weekend, and they saw a car make an illegal U-turn in front of them, so they pulled the car over, went up to the window.
And?
No one was driving it.
Oh, there you go.
It was a Waymo taxi. And so the officers decided not to write a ticket because they don't have a box for robots.
Well, you know, I had a story yesterday where...
On their little citation.
Where a Waymo car passed a bus, a school bus that was stopped. Well, the law, it's illegal to pass school buses stopped, but they usually ticket the driver. If there's no driver, who do they hold responsible? So now they're having to look at rewriting the laws to address the fact that you might encounter... Do you write the ticket to the company?
I mean, I almost have to.
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
would assume
who else?
So. It's one of these... new questions that we have to deal with.
Well, I mean, if that car would have hit a kid, who would they have sued?
Yeah, no, that's...
Waymo.
Exactly.
Right.
So why wouldn't you give them the ticket?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do have braking technology and all that, but still, if you blow past a stopped school bus, tragedy could easily occur.
Man.
And I just think...
One of these days, I hope not, but...
They're going to have to put some brakes on that at some point or change some laws. We pointed out as well that at those riots in L.A., they were ordering Waymos to the scene and then setting them on fire because there were no drivers during the ICE riots in L.A. So lots of, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong because I've not been faced with the situation yet because I usually use Uber. I don't know that I'd be comfortable getting in a car with no driver. Would you?
I definitely would not be comfortable.
I don't know that I'd be comfortable doing that. I'm sorry. I'm just a little old school there when it comes to that. Aerial footage from 1938 may have provided another clue as to what happened to Amelia Earhart. I keep seeing these stories, and it's almost like the Epstein list. Every time I see a story that suggests we might finally have an answer, then it's not the answer. So I don't know if I believe it or not, but there's some newly discovered aerial photos taken in 1938 of an anomaly on a remote island in the South Pacific that they are now saying provides very strong evidence it might be Amelia Earhart's missing airplane. Hmm. Footage of the strange metallic object located underwater in a lagoon on the island of Nikumaroro, captured a year after she disappeared 88 years ago, has bolstered the belief that it may be Earhart's legendary Lockheed 10E Electra. So we'll see.
Interesting.
Not holding my breath.
I love stuff like that.
Me too.
Yeah. We're never going to find out.
We may never know.
We're never going to find out.
So this is a story that is reflective of what's going on here in St. Louis as well. In Louisiana, Meta, Facebook, is building a 4 million square foot AI data center. You know, St. Charles is dealing with this, the idea of should we allow these things in our cities. This one is in a rural farming community. It's the size of 70 football fields.
Whoa.
What?
Jeez.
They're promising 500 new jobs, and they say it'll be water positive, which is a term I had not heard before,
what?
By 2030.
Well, it takes so much water to cool these things.
Right.
Exactly. It's a drain on resources.
Oh.
Right.
Energy and water, they suck so much of it. And that's why communities all over the country are like, I'm not sure we should allow these things.
You know, it's funny. But, it's funny you mentioned this, because we're going to have Eric Burleson on in the next hour, and he just wrote a letter to the editor supporting these data centers and saying Missouri needs to open itself up to more of them.
Interesting.
So we'll ask him about that. Like,
love to hear his perspective on that.
Water positive, is that what they call it?
Yeah, water positive.
I'll ask him if he knows what the hell that means, because I'm not sure I do. All right, coming up, Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the government shutdown and Congressman Eric Burleson on the Capitol beat about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.